Being exceeding fruitful. Genesis 17 and verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I'll make a covenant between me and thee and multiply thy seed exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Now again, he's beyond the age of childbearing. God has waited till both he and Sarah were no longer able to produce children. Of course, Sarah had not produced any to this point anyway. But it was, you know, talked about their bodies being dead as far as reproduction. So at this point, God comes to him and is telling him he's going to be the father of many nations. He has one child, and that being Ishmael by Hagar at this point. Verse 5, Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I'll make thee exceeding fruitful. And I'll make nations of thee, plural, and kings shall come out of thee. And I'll establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. An everlasting covenant and an unconditional covenant at that. The law was a conditional covenant. They had to be obedient to have the blessings associated with that. This is unconditional, and it's an everlasting covenant. Verse 8, And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. At 99, God comes to Abram and says, I'm going to make you exceeding fruitful. Not just fruitful, but exceeding fruitful. Beyond the age of normal childbearing. He's going to multiply his seed exceedingly, it said in verse 2. The father of many nations in verse 5. Exceeding fruitful in verse 6. And God did. Hold a finger here and go to Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1. Verse 7, And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. When they went into Egypt, they were 75 in number. They came out several million. God fulfilled his promise. God wanted them to be fruitful. Go back to Genesis 25. Genesis chapter 25. Sarah has now died. One child produced in that relationship between Abraham and Sarah. And now he says this in chapter 25, verse 1. Then again Abram took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him, now I'm not sure what age he is at this point, but he's well beyond 99. And he takes another wife. And she bare him Zimram, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. Six more kids. God made him fruitful. Long beyond the normal age of producing children. God wants us fruitful. Look at John chapter 4. You can let Genesis go now. We're done there. John chapter 4. Verse 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Talks about the harvest being white. Don't say there's 4 months of the harvest. You know, they're looking in the fields, they're already ripe under harvest. And he says the reapers are fruitful, they gather fruit to eternal life, and rejoice together. Look at John 15. John chapter 15. Now let's go ahead and start in verse 1. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, there again, God wants fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He doesn't just want fruit. He wants more fruit. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. The thought that has come up a couple times on Wednesday nights, you know, it's God that does it, as we allow him to do it through us. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So he started with fruit. He says, if there is none, I'm going to take it away. If there is, I'm going to purge it that it may bring, or they're going to prune it, purge it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now he mentions much fruit. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall we even be my disciples. God's glorified by the bearing of fruit. That's how we glorify him. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and as your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. God desires fruit from our lives. God desires for us to be exceeding fruitful, much fruit. In a physical sense, he did that with Abraham. In a spiritual sense, he wants to do that with us. Well, it's hard to get used to being over the side like this. Go to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Verse 21. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. A fruit that remains, a fruit unto holiness. Chapter 7 and verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that ye should bring forth fruit unto God. And in Philippians 4 and verse 17. Philippians 4:17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. My fruit. My much fruit. My much fruit that remains. God wants us fruitful. God wants us to produce fruit. And we have an opportunity this week to do just that. So let's pray that God will make our efforts fruitful in Vacation Bible School this week. I think we've gotten a lot more of those cards out than we've ever gotten out in the past. And let's just pray that God will just work and bring some kids in here. Yeah, we want to reach our kids and help them to grow, but I'd like to see some kids saved too. A bunch of kids saved, we could. So let's pray to that end for that fruit that remains. That, you know, if we ask anything according to His will, we know that we hear us. We have the petitions which we ask. It's according to His will. So let's pray that God make us fruitful this week. And one